褒め
薄いのアホ。
プリズムパワーメイクアップカードレディ
ー。 Welcome to Shoujo and Tell, where we discuss shoujo manga and tell who's hot and who's not, talk about themes, and just generally geek out. Today, October 21st, 2018, we'll be recording our October preview guide about the first volumes of Aoharu Ride by Io Sakisaka and Kirakun Today by Rin Mikimoto. Didn't prepare to say Mikimoto, but I did it. There we go. Woo. I'm your host, Ashley McDonald, and I'm joined once again by Asher Softman.
Hello. It's been forever.
So long. I mean, it's going to be weird for people listening to this, but whatever. Asher Softman, he's been on a bunch of times. It's fine.
I've been on a couple times.
Yeah. People know you. They're going to know you. We're going to disagree on this podcast, everybody. Be forewarned. So our preview guides are meant to be a roundup and reaction review of all the shoujo or jose things that have just started in English for a month. So I'm pretty sure these are the only two. Don't quote me, though. I mean, Kodansha, Kirakun Today came out. They announced it and then we're like, it's coming out in 2 weeks. And I was like, what? It's happening. What is this? Kirakun Today is available from Kodansha. It is a digital first thing, so currently it is only available digitally. And Aoharu Ride is available from Viz's Shoujo Beat. And as far as I understand it, y'all been asking them for years to pick that up, so you better show up and buy volume one and all the rest of the volumes. That's all, regardless of what we say. Okay. And since I know that everybody likes Aoharu Ride more, we're going to torture you and save that for the second discussion. Because I think everybody is like, what the heck is Kirakun Today? That was my reaction. I don't know. Okay. So Asher, I'm going to make you talk and describe what Kirakun Today is about.
You're going to make me answer the question, what is Kirakun Today?
Yeah,
it's difficult, isn't it? It's actually harder harder than you might expect. Kirakun Today is the story, or at least this volume of it. I mean, who knows where it's going to go?
Yeah.
Honestly, where's it going to go? I don't know.
I don't know.
As far as I know, Kirakun Today is about this girl who is not Kirakun. Her name is Nino, or Ninon, and she's this very shy, actually, I'm not even sure shy is the right word. She's very withdrawn, don't talk to me. Everybody calls her the weird girl, and she perpetuates that aura herself, kind of girl in high school. Right?
It's yes, high school? It's high school.
God.
It's always high school.
No, junior high stories and high school stories are all the same.
Okay. Our hard ride all is both. For a little bit.
Well, I mean, yeah. I was a little confused about that at first. I was like, wait. Anyway, so she's this girl. She's the class outcast. And there's this boy named Kirakun who is this jerk in her class, but he's like a popular jerk.
Of course.
Of course. I get very confused about these high school stereotypes.
Oh, yes. I was very confused about all the high school stereotypes through both of these volumes, to be honest. I was like, this wasn't high school for me, but okay, let's go.
Okay. Actually, I guess Kirakun Today was a little closer to my experience than Aoharu Ride was, but I knew some weird kids in high school.
Okay.
I was in drama club.
Okay.
Yeah. So the only link they have besides being in the same class is they are also direct next door neighbors. His balcony and her balcony look out onto each other. I think hers is a little higher. And she finds out through some weird circumstances that Kirakun is, he has 1 year to live. And
I feel like you missed an important detail.
The talking bird? Yeah. Is that the important detail you think I missed?
Yeah.
I feel like the story would work without the talking bird.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But
there's enough weirdness going on without the talking bird.
The talking bird just puts it over the top.
No, Ninon puts it over the top.
Okay.
Herself. Through circumstances involving a talking bird and her class playing mother, she finds out that Kirakun only has a year to live, and one thing sort of leads to another, and she decides that she is going to be by his side until he dies and be his friend and actually go through this sort of immediate high key transformation. It's like, it's not that she became a different person, really. I get the feeling that she was always this kind of weird, all or nothing kind of person.
Yeah.
But she went from nothing to all very quickly.
Yep.
And it's about both of them sort of being who they really are with each other and not the personas they have created in their high school life.
Because they realize that all of that is nonsense. At least Kirakun was like, what I have built so far is nothing. So
meaningless.
Forget it.
Right. Oh, yeah. And there's some, like, obviously Ninon was, like, severely bullied. Like, that's very clear throughout the first volume. I'm sure we're going to find out more about that.
Yeah. She has a Harry Potter-esque scar on her forehead that she hides with bangs that
right.
She seems to have gotten in some sort of gang bullying incident.
Yeah.
Cool. Dark. Okay.
So weird.
So I think that this, what the vibe I'm getting is that this one was too weird for you.
Okay. Normally this would not be the conversation. Normally I would be saying this is too weird for you to you.
Yep. This is true.
But for me, what's weird about this manga is not the circumstances, but the character motivations. Even in being their true selves, they are playing these wild caricatures of youth, I guess, that it's entertaining, but it doesn't make sense to me the way that other stories have made sense to me.
Okay.
It's a lot of tropes that I've seen before. Which, I mean, all shoujo manga is going to do. It's all stories are going to do in an exciting and intriguing and new and zany packaging.
Yeah.
But it's not telling me anything new.
I guess I was pleasantly surprised by the zany packaging. And sure. I was like, okay, tell me more, manga. Please, please go on. Tell me more about this weird bird that not only is not, it's like, it's a cockatiel that just understands human speech. Like, it knows history. It's like, watch stuff. And is like, I can parody some stuff back to you. And I'm like, okay. Like, this is just a completely sentient being. And I'm like, cool.
Right.
He's going to die. That's what I predict.
What?
Kirakun's not going to die. The bird is going to
die. No!
Oh, you don't want the bird to die?
I don't want the bird to die and save Kirakun.
Clearly you don't like Kirakun, which is fair.
Yeah.
It's a fair point.
I don't. Maybe that's what's turning me off. It's not Nino, it's Kirakun. I dislike the whole being mean for no reason thing. And then, oh, but you're a softie on the inside. Like, I'm over that. I'm 28 years old.
I don't have time for these people.
No, just be nice.
He's trying now.
No, he could try harder. It's not that hard.
Well, maybe in however many volumes this happens to be, at least two, that's what you know. he gets nicer.
Well, I'm sure he will, but I'm not invested in him becoming nicer.
You know, I love the tsundere people, so I'm kind of like, he's an extreme tsundere that I'm not really endeared to, but like, he doesn't repulse me immediately.
Okay, that's fair too.
I've also had to deal with, you know, like I deal with jock nerd like awful boys all the time, so it's fine.
Yeah, I only deal with nice nerds.
Wow, brag much.
I work in a library.
Oh yeah, so I don't know, I also, the art was like good. She has a weird style.
Yes,
with like super deformed things too. I'm like, this is refreshing. I'm refreshed by this strange concoction of a manga.
I agree with that. And I think it goes well with her zany packaging in the writing areas as well.
Yeah, it's like her mom cosplays because she's supposed to be like mixed race. So she's just like, Japan is so weird and funny, so I cosplay all the time or something.
Something like that.
I'm just like, okay, I accept that. There's a lot of things that I just accepted in that manga, and I was like, cool. I really think the bird will die, though. That's my honest prediction.
Why?
Oh, man, I don't know. It's just like... the bird is too weird. It has to die. It's a bird.
What?
It has a short lifespan.
No.
No.
Parrots. I mean, I don't know where a cockatiel falls on like the parrot spectrum, but like parrots can live a ridiculously long time. Like they outlive their owners a lot of the time. And that's terrible, actually.
Okay. I still think that it's like, do we really think Kirakun is going to die?
No.
No. Yay. I really hate, you know, the weak, like, oh, there's something vaguely wrong with his chest cavity. And you see the table that's full of like different sized pills. And I'm like, is he really taking 8 different pills for some mysterious chest cavity thing that doesn't seem to affect him at all? Like people just let him roam around and he's going to die in a year. Like, what is happening here? That's the part that I don't buy.
Okay. Yeah. I don't buy that people are letting him wander around. Like, no. I do, like, I mean, medicine, I've been thinking a lot about the limits of medicine lately. And like, yeah, we really don't understand a lot.
Most things. Yeah. That's what medicine has taught me.
It would be more believable if it was his brain. This hole in your chest thing, that's a little too on the nose for a shoujo manga, you know?
It always has to go for the heart. It's a heart problem. Always, Asher, come on. Obviously, their brains are all addled, but like, oh, always a heart.
Well, that's
problem.
Just a symptom of high school, you know?
Yeah, that's just high school. That's just growing up.
Yeah. That's actually believable to me that these people are so like entrenched in their extremeness. Yeah.
Oh, man. I really hope that she like cosplays as Harry Potter one day.
Oh my god.
With her scar.
I don't know if that'll happen.
Her mom is into cosplay. I feel like it should.
It should, but I feel like cosplay involving American characters doesn't happen very often in manga. Like, we are very uptight about our copyright laws.
I see.
Actually, why did I call him American? Harry Potter's British.
That's true.
Oh, don't send me angry emails. Don't contact. Do not interact.
It was a mistake. Okay. Man, oh man. Okay. Well, Kirakun today sure is a manga. That's all I really have.
It's fun. It's fun. If the whole like grumpy bully tsundere thing is your thing, you might like it. I'm okay with tsunderes. I'm not really okay with like bullies.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he got punched in the face by somebody, implying that he has definitely punched somebody else in the face at some point in his life.
Yes. And I mean, like, he's mean. Like, there's a line between, I don't know. We could discuss the nuance of tsundere some other time, I guess, when it's not a preview episode.
Yeah, when we actually get full, like, on tsundere people.
Yeah, when we do Auron.
Ooh. Don't get your hopes up, audience. It's not coming yet.
Aww.
Yeah, so I don't know. I guess I feel like people who should be interested in this are just people who are really tired of the same. Like, if they want the same tropes but in a wacky packaging, like, yeah, go for it.
I'd agree with that.
Give it a shot.
I'd agree with that.
If you want not stereotypically cute, super deformed things, like if you want to spice up your art style, like read Kirakun. Okay, Aohara Red. That's what people really care about. I'm not pretending otherwise, but yeah, you can give a plot synopsis of Aohara Red.
Our main character is Futaba, who has a last name. I don't remember any of these characters' last names. Is Kirakun a last name? I guess probably.
That I do not know. I'm pretty sure Futaba's last name is like Mishioka or something.
Yeah, I'm not going to remember that. I couldn't remember her first name.
Just say Futaba.
Yes. So our main character is Futaba. She liked a boy.
Whoa.
In junior high. A sweet, shy, kind of girly boy. you know, not like the other boys. Not all men.
I did like the I did like the reversal of the, like, you know, girls normally are like, I'm not like other girls. And I was like, that's right. You tell him he's not like other boys.
Yeah. He was cute and he liked her back, but they sort of missed their chance to make that connection, in part because Futaba hates boys. She hates how rude they are and rough and tumble, and she'd just rather hang out with girls. She doesn't like their attention. And the guy, whose last name is Tanaka, overheard that and sort of, like, had his feelings hurt. It's like, oh, well, I'm a boy. Do you hate me too? But he didn't say that because he's a shy boy. He internalized it. He hid his pain. Anyway, fast forward. Now they're in high school.
Whoa.
She never saw him again.
That's fine.
Right. So she, in high school, she completely changed her attitude in order to be friends with girls and secure her sort of place without feeling like, because she didn't have many girl friends in junior high, right? Or like they left or something.
Yeah, they left because
guys liked her.
They were like, yeah. So they were like, she's putting on an act because she's so, they all think she's cute, but whatever.
Right. They think she's cute because she doesn't talk as much because she doesn't like you. Anyway, so now instead of being the sort of standoffish, I guess, giving off that impression, she does her best to just be kind of tomboyish. And like, it's a conscious effort on her part. And it makes her popular with the girls. But the...
This is so bizarre to me, but go on. Yes.
It's actually... Maybe this is... Our experiences with girls in high school was very different, I think. Maybe that's
true.
What it is.
Mm.
And our relationships with girls now is very different.
Mm.
So she's in high school. But what happens is she never got over Tanaka. It's really hard to get over your first love, especially when it ends just so abruptly and without any resolution. But she sees this boy who somehow reminds her of Tanaka, and his name isn't Tanaka, but guess what? It's Tanaka.
Oh, man.
He changed his last name. There was a whole divorce thing, and that's why she actually never saw him again. He was, you know, embroiled in this family stuff. Anyway, they have both completely changed how they act around people. And we don't get quite as much of, I'm just going to call him Ko, his first name, because, I mean, she did not figure out the whole different last names thing, so I don't feel the need to. Ko, we didn't see quite as much of Ko. But it seems that he's a little more bad boy now. Not quite in the way that Kirikun is, but, like, he's rude to Futaba, which, frankly, I think is not unwarranted, given what she said. But he's also still very insightful and sort of points things out to her, like the cracks and flaws in her thinking about how to present herself. So I don't totally know where this manga is going to go either. I went into this completely blind. I didn't know this was a popular thing until Ashley mentioned it. So I don't totally know where it's going, but I think that this too is something about being yourself and finding real connections because of that, because of who you are, not who you choose to act like in order to secure your position in the social soup.
The social soup of high school. Oh,
yeah.
Good. I think Our Harder Ride also does a better job of setting up other main characters. Like, there's clearly a core group of four or five characters that this is going to follow for a while.
Yes. Right. There's Futaba. There's Ko, obviously. They're the main couple. There's Makita. Is that her name? How did I remember her name and not Futaba? Okay, whatever. So there's Makita, who is the girl who acts cute to attract boys. She likes the attention. But, like, she's a better, deeper friend, or will be, probably, than Futaba's friends at the beginning-ish of this arc, this high
fake
school arc
friends.
Were. Right. Not fake friends so much as superficial friends.
Fine.
Friends of convenience.
Yes.
There's the loner girl who is in Ko's, honors class. and that guy that likes her. And yeah. I don't remember either of their names.
Nope.
Is that the crowd we're talking about? We're not thinking about anybody else? Is there somebody else?
I was thinking of the brother,
too. Oh, yeah. I forgot about him. Ko has a brother.
He's a teacher, so he seemed like he was going to be important.
Yeah, probably.
He made dinner or something, and Ko didn't come to it. They clearly have drama.
There's clearly drama. I'm a little worried there's going to be love triangle drama with brothers, and I'm just like, I don't care. Don't. He's a teacher. Do not even.
But he looks more like old Tanaka.
He does look more like old Tanaka, and he acts more like old Tanaka.
So you're probably
right. He's like nice and whatever, but he's a teacher. Stop.
Great. I know about Haru Ride's popularity. I've read Strobe Edge, which is also by Io Sakisaka, but I have not watched the anime. There is an anime about Haru Ride, and I also do not know where this is going. So it was just a general, like, I know that this is a thing that I should know more about, and I don't. And I was underwhelmed with this first volume, to be honest. I do not like being a tomboy makes her cool. I do not like this, like, base stereotyping of, like, oh, cute girls get shunned by the girls and the boys. I'm like, I don't know. I don't buy that. And, yeah.
I mean, I don't know much about popular circles. Like, that's never been part of my experience anywhere. It's just not the people I fit in with. But I think that the way that these characters recognize their own presentation, like, as a conscious thing, is, like, I think that's what I find refreshing about this. Like, I'm so used to, like, a lack of self-awareness that, and I find this both more mature than I'd expect from high school characters, and really nice to see in a manga where I'm used to people just sort of being in their roles already, and they just inhabit them, and it's just who they are, and not this recognition that everybody is doing that. Usually there's, like, one character that's like, oh, this isn't really who I am.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair. I think that what I struggled with is all, like, that setup, right? Is like, mm-hmm. oh, now they were being fake and that was really annoying and all these things. But now I feel like I could see how volume 2 would be like, okay, I am this core group. I'm excited for you. Like,
right.
Yeah, let's do the things.
I am genuinely intrigued to see where this goes and, like, how these people change both their outward persona and their inward persona, because, like, they're all going to change, and they're also going to change how they act. Like, that's cool. It's a lot to keep track of.
Yeah. God, they got to find their image and stick with it. Yeah.
Like, with Kira-kun, it's like, oh, they're going to get together and change each other, and they'll be happy, and he probably won't die. And then here, it's like, oh, I have no idea what's going to happen. Maybe they'll never get together. I think they'll probably get together, but it's because it's a shoujo manga, but, like, they don't have to. I think that's cool.
True. Okay. You've sold me, although I still am banking on the parrot dying.
Okay.
I think something wacky is going to happen.
All right. No, I am 100% certain something wacky is going to happen.
Oh, I am so excited for all the wackiness still. But sure, I can be sold on quiet.
Yeah.
Change.
They both provide a lot of the same tropes, actually, in very different packaging.
Yeah, so you should just buy both.
That's, oh, yeah, probably.
That's the conclusion.
Support your manga cause.
Support the mangas. Plus, I actually always forget that this isn't true of companies that aren't Viz, I think, but I always forget that Viz actually, like, severely lowers the price of their digital manga. So, like, each volume is like $6, y'all. Even is, like, that's super cheap.
Not bad.
just go get you some Alhara Red. That's how that's how I did it. But also, the physical release does have a matte cover, which I really am loving the matte covers these days. They are very nice. Oh, yeah, I did remember what I wanted to say about Kirakun, too, was that there was apparently some, like, mild, weird racism that won't land because it's, like, a specific Japanese joke.
Oh, yeah,
but
the,
I was like, that doesn't...
The bird makes a reference to, Asomo, yeah. something like that.
Yeah, some, like, show that apparently is really racist. And I'm like, oh, well, that's not right. Cool. Points off for that. Okay. But, yeah, otherwise... There will be a giveaway for Aohara Ride Volume 1. I bought a physical volume only to give it away, so please get it away from me. You can enter on Twitter and Instagram. And I would give away Kirakun, except it's digital only, and I don't really feel like dealing with that. So you're just going to have to figure that out on your own.
Check it Trust out. Me. Check it out. It's interesting.
If you like wackiness...
It's very wacky.
Just read it. That's all I'm saying. Okay, but those are our initial reactions to these two very different series that I think have different critical appeals as well. So.
Well, that's why we disagree. I mean, well, actually, I guess people don't know this because we haven't disagreed much, but like we usually disagree.
Yeah, we normally are like... super disagreeing, and then when we find one thing that we like together, we're like, this is a magical experience.
Right.
But otherwise we're like, no, everything you like is awful.
I don't think everything you like is awful. It just doesn't appeal to me. Ashley likes sadness.
Like it's too sad. Exactly. And Asher is into too, like weird things, and I'm like, I don't get it.
Yeah,
so that's why it's weird that we've reversed on Kirakun.
Well, I guess Kirakun has more built-in sadness. He's dying, supposedly.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm like, actually, I really like it because he's going to die, or he's supposed to.
He's not, so. Though. We're both pretty sure he's not.
I'm pretty sure he's not, but I will be super happy if he does.
Honestly, me too, kind of.
You're
not
because like,
I hate him.
Deserves it.
Not because I hate him. I just think it'd be a really fascinating like twist, like totally unexpected. Like, where would it go from there?
It would just end.
Kirakun like yesterday.
The sequel.
Oh, boy. Hire me. Let me write your manga.
Yep. Okay, well, on that note, amazing note. Thank you for listening to this strange episode of Shoujo and Del. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, really hate our opinions about both of these manga, you can let us know by emailing shoujoandtel@gmail.com or leaving a comment on shoujoandtel.com/previewguide3. We're at Shoujo and Tell on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram if you also want to write stuff there.
I like how you say we. If you want to tell me how much you hate my opinions, I'm not going to hear it.
I'll forward it to you,
no,
bro.
No, you're not.
No, you're not. You can't tell me what to do.
I won't read it.
Okay, well, I still would do it.
Okay, fair.
Fine, where can people write to you directly, Asher, about
they
how you
can't.
Suck?
I have a Tumblr. It's mostly a Q. It's Asher-ry. I don't remember where it goes, in front or after the tumblr.com. In front.
Sure it's in front. Oh, goody. Okay. Are you excited every time you see a new episode from us? If so, please consider leaving a rating in iTunes or Stitcher. This will help the podcast reach more hearts, or at least ears. Thanks again for listening. Our next main episode is going to be part 2 of our Fruits Basket coverage with special guest Jacob Chapman. A lot of you showed up for that episode, and we're very hype about part 1, so stay tuned for part 2, and there's a part 3. Y'all should be real hype about that. So stay tuned until then. Bye.
Bye.